Welcome to the Small Batch edition of Pop Culture Happy Hour. I'm Linda Holmes, and I'm in the studio with Stephen Thompson.
Hello.
And Glenn Weldon.
Hey there.
We are recording this Oscars recap. It is the middle of the night.
It really is.
It's 3:02 a.m.
It is literally 3:02 a.m., and we are here to bring this to you. So if we are a little punchy or a little creaky or a little croaky, mm-hmm. it's because it's Oscar night, and we've been up late, and what a night it was. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
It was. I just, you know, I tweeted out about midnight the words, tomorrow's top headline, Oscars play out largely as planned.
Yeah, how'd it go?
How'd that go for you? That tweet did not go well.
Right. So for those of you who didn't see it, or if you weren't on Twitter, where Twitter saw it all at once for sure. So Moonlight won Best Picture. This was a surprise, mm-hmm. but an even bigger surprise, perhaps, was the way in which it happened. It was not as simple as going up and winning. When it came time to announce the winner, it was being announced by Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty in commemorating the anniversary of Bonnie and Clyde. Uh-huh. So they get up there, and apparently they read the wrong card, and they said La La Land.
And the Academy Award... for Best Picture.
You're impossible.
Come on.
La La Land.
So the La La Land people come up on stage, they give speeches, they're celebrating, and then you start to see, like, people running around in the back, and there's murmuring, and then one of the producers of La La Land, a guy named Jordan Horowitz, comes up to the mic. He's actually already given his speech. They've moved on to other people. He comes up and he says he has to break the news to everybody.
We lost, by the way, but, you know.
Guys, I'm sorry. No,
there's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Moonlight won. This is not a joke.
I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
And when he does that, there's this initial, aw, in
yeah,
the audience.
Yeah, they think you should have won. This is yours, too.
They think they're being Ving Rhames giving the award to Jack Lemmon. Do you remember when that happened? And they're this is yours, too, Jack Lemmon.
Or Adele acknowledging Beyonce. Right.
Yeah, they think it's one of those. And then you realize he's saying, no. Seriously. and he actually holds the card up that says Moonlight.
This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture. Moonlight, Best Picture.
So I want to be fair to Warren Beatty. He said that he was reading off of the wrong card.
I want to tell you what happened. I opened the envelope, and it said, Emma Stone, La La Land. That's why I took such a long look at Faye and at you. I wasn't trying to be funny.
Well, you were funny. That
Thank
was
you very
funny.
Much. Thank yeah. you very much.
Wow, this is...
This is Moonlight, the Best Picture.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think we have yet seen the perfect explanation of the hand-to-hand. I think, but later, you're going to have eventually like a telestrator that's going to be showing like one person over here,
People were already Zaprudering this film, in the moments after it happened.
Guys, I think, I'm not overstating, and I'm only like 60% kidding, but I think this is like our moonshot. I think this is our moon landing. Well, we will remember this day.
Well, and the funny thing about it was, if you have followed this Oscar season, you know La La Land was a giant front runner.
Yeah.
La La Land, over the course of the evening, it did miss some early awards that were kind of making it seem like it wasn't going to sweep everything, at least.
It took a while for it to even win its first.
But then it took, cinematography and eventually Best Director for Damien Chazelle. And it really did feel like its coronation was afoot, right? And it has become the overdog, as we have talked about before, with Moonlight, the beloved and rightfully so underdog. It plays into all the Oscar stuff about race. It plays into a million different things about how old fashioned La La Land is on top of it. So everybody on my Twitter feed is rooting for Moonlight anyway. It is mad that it's not going to win. So they have their horrible moment of being like, at last. Yeah.
Everything's terrible.
I hate you, La La Land. And then all of a sudden, oh boy.
Yeah. And what we were talking about as we were sitting around the hub is that this is like somebody's mistake. Anybody's mistake. Anybody could have handed the wrong card to somebody. Totally. There is a collective cringe that happens when you see this play out.
It's a there but for the grace of God kind of thing.
Well, and while we're pausing to reflect, let's talk about what would have happened if they had called out Moonlight, and then they had to stop and say, oh, sorry, actually, we're taking this away from Moonlight and giving it to La La Land.
Yeah. Sorry, everyone. Ba, 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 ba. And the orchestra just switches over.
And all the cast and the little boys are walking off the stage. That would be terrible. Anyway, I do want, one of the things that happens when something like this happens is that you wind up talking about the mix-up and not giving
movies
appreciation to how really happy I think all of us are that Moonlight won Best Picture. Who's been saying La La Land might have peaked too early?
Yes. Given,
it was me.
Yep.
But, I mean, it really is important to stop and just briefly acknowledge, if you haven't seen it, Moonlight is a wonderful film. And if this leads more people to seek out Moonlight,
this is a
wonderful, wonderful thing. That movie, I think, is going to continue to age better and better and better, too. I think this is a classic.
Yeah, and I predicted a split between Best Picture and Best Director.
I just predicted
exactly the wrong one.
Yeah.
I predicted it in the other direction.
Yeah.
I was kind of right there for about 4 seconds.
In addition to Best Picture, Mahershala Ali won for Best Supporting Actor for a performance that I loved.
Yeah.
They won for the screenplay, which I loved, which led to a really nice speech that Barry Jenkins gave with the playwright who wrote the original play.
This goes out to all those Black and brown boys and girls and non-gender conforming who don't see themselves. We're trying to show you and us. So thank you, thank you. This is for you.
And as far as La La Land goes, La La Land still won the most awards of the night.
It took
six, including Best Director, Best Actress. It was hardly massively snubbed overall.
That's nice. Like, it's nice to have such a sad thing happen to them only in the context of having had a big night already.
Right,
you know what
sure.
I mean? Like, they already had a lot to be happy about. So.
And frankly, the evening needed a little goosing, a little energy.
It did.
Because, I mean, for all the acting categories, they played out exactly as everybody was predicting they would, which is not to diss any of those performances.
Yeah.
But there wasn't a lot in the way of surprise there.
Casey Affleck for Manchester by the Sea, Viola Davis in Fences. It was Emma Stone. It was largely what we expected. What did you all think of Jimmy Kimmel and his Jimmy Kimmelness hosting?
Going into this, I thought he'd be fine because, he did a pretty good job on the Emmys, a solid job on the Emmys. He kept things on time.
Mm-hmm.
And he has an attitude of let's not take this too seriously, which I think something like especially the Oscars could use.
Yeah.
There were a lot of beats that were familiar, mean tweets, Matt Damon jokes. There's a lot of the stuff.
Matt Damon thing. I'm so over the Matt Damon thing. I'm so tired of it. Oh, my gosh.
Food. We keep talking about food at these things. Are you guys hungry? It's like a lot of that. But, it was okay.
Yeah.
Unremarkable.
This is such a thankless job. We talk about this all the time, that hosting the Oscars for some reason is like the hardest awards show to host. I agree. Some of the bits went on longer than necessary. I thought the bit with the tour bus kind of was sweet and then grew tiresome.
They brought in the people who were on a tour bus, didn't tell them they were coming into the Oscars and tried to sort of, I think they thought there would be more like excited squealing and less
people holding
just kind
up
of
cell phones,
milling around with their cell phones, taking pictures of actors. It was kind of weird, and it was too long, and they didn't have an ending for it. They didn't seem to have a button for it to get out of it.
Yeah, they trailed off with it. But I think overall, I thought it was a very solid hosting performance for what is really a very thankless task.
Yeah, I would also mention, I think, the political content of Jimmy Kimmel's stuff. He definitely had some Trump jokes, some politics jokes, stuff like that. At one point, he tweeted at Donald Trump, "You up?" that kind of stuff. I think the more serious politics stuff, the middle level serious was, you saw some ACLU pins and some Planned Parenthood and GLAD pins. And there were certainly a lot of people who I think in their acceptance speeches made sort of general reference to their feeling about the climate that we're in, that sort of thing. I think the most kind of direct discussion was when Asghar Farhadi won for Best Foreign Language Film for The Salesman, which we've talked about on the show before. Mm-hmm. And he was not present, as he said he was not going to be present. He's Iranian and had said that he was not going to seek a special sort of special dispensation even before the travel ban was sort of taken out of effect. Mm-hmm. He had said he wasn't going to come, kind of, you know, standing in solidarity with people from the seven countries that were originally on the list. And the woman who accepted the award on his behalf, who's an Iranian, I guess she's an engineer who was a space traveler. She's not exactly an astronaut. She's like a private space traveler.
But I believe is the first Iranian in space.
That is what I read.
Anousheh Ansari.
That is what I read. And in the speech that she delivered on his behalf, that was kind of the most, to me, direct moment, I would say.
Yeah.
One of the things that we talked about early in the evening was that the first bunch of awards went kind of one to each,
yeah,
you know, bunch of movies. Hacksaw Ridge won a sound award and then Hacksaw Ridge also won editing, which is a big one. Arrival won something. It was kind of like one for this, one for this. O.J. Made in America, which we've talked about on the show before, won documentary feature, I think to nobody's surprise.
Yeah. Zootopia.
Zootopia, animated feature. Mm-hmm. And O.J. Made in America, we should mention, longest movie to ever win an Oscar because it's not a movie.
I will say I'm not sure that that's true because I saw The Reader.
Yeah.
it felt, I understand it. I understand it felt.
What was your favorite musical performance, song performance?
I would say the Moana performance, which had Lin-Manuel Miranda doing a little,
little extra
prologue
yep.
to the How Far I'll Go song from Moana.
Before she sings a solo, shall I set the scene? Picture a young warrior, not even 17. She dreams of open seas. She's full of hope and sees a future where she sets a sailing rope against the open breeze. She doesn't know that she's a voyaging descendant. Impatient, independent, heart of nature independent. The ocean's at her feet. She opens her eyes to find her mind is on her island, but her eye is on the horizon line.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I thought that was charming. Unfortunately, he did not get to complete his EGOT.
I know.
He's instead doomed to be an egged.
Yep.
Well, but here's the thing. He's got time.
Yeah.
That's not. I don't think it's his last gig. So I think Lin-Manuel Miranda has time to EGOT.
Yeah, the two songs from La La Land were performed well.
By
but,
John Legend,
but,
yeah.
Somberly. Oh,
it was.
Dirge-like.
It was.
City of stars. Are you shining just for me? Oh, city of stars. You never shine so brightly.
Yeah, and City of Stars, which is the one that actually won, that is a slow number. Nevertheless, it was the winner. La La Land did win a bunch of things, but not, as it turns out, Best Picture.
Oh.
It is quite an ending to such an embittered kind of season of people being so angry that it was going to win. It was like this was the only thing that would satisfy those people so that now they feel like that movie has suffered enough that now it can go back to just being a harmless,
perfectly pleasant
movie. Harmless, pleasant lark. Now that it's had to give its Oscar for Best Picture to Moonlight on stage after thinking it won.
I think we just need to memorialize this moment as a culture. I think when you go to see La La Land, you know, in the theater, you should be there and then like 5 minutes in, boom, Moonlight. I think when you download it from streaming, you
special,
start it and then, nope, sorry,
special,
Moonlight.
Special Oscar version of La La Land where you only get the first 5 minutes and then the rest is
another day of sun.
And then the rest is Moonlight. All right. Well, I think it's safe to say I endorse seeing Moonlight. I endorse seeing most of the movies that won tonight. I endorse seeing La La Land. Mm-hmm. I think we loved a lot of these movies. We had a good Oscar season.
It really was.
And if you go to oscars.npr.org, you can find a lot of our coverage of these movies and good NPR stuff. And full episodes of Pop Culture Happy Hour are available every Friday at npr.org or on the NPR One app or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks, guys. Let's get some sleep.
Absolutely.
Good idea.